Many people take up or expand a hobby once they retire. Many of the people living in and around this small Kansas town seem to be involved in the same pastime, and that's why this site exists. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
It's time to give back to your roots and make this your best growing season with Radiate. Radiate's patented formulation of plant growth regulators help develop longer, stronger, healthier roots to improve nutrient uptake. And now, when you give back to your roots, you give back to FFA. Nutrient Ag Solutions and Radiate are proud to support national FFA alumni and supporters chapter grant programs across the country. Ask your Nutrient Ag Solutions crop consultant about Radiate or go online to RadiateRoots.com for more details. Always read and follow label directions. Check registration in your state.
How do you make sure your farm is ready for tax season? What about the latest technology for 2019? Those are some of the topics we're tackling on Farming the Countryside.
If prices are strong on relatively new used equipment, is there a soft spot for people willing to take on something older?
For our Farm Journal family, I just wrote advice for 2019. My advice was to look at the soft spot.
I'm Andrew McCray, your host for Farming the Countryside, a podcast brought to you by Nutrient Ag Solutions, world's largest provider of crop inputs and services.
Listen to Farming the Countryside on the AgriTalk app or wherever you get your favorite podcast.
In Lucas, Kansas, you'll find the Grassroots Art Center. Perhaps we should begin with exactly what that term grassroots means.
Well, primarily it means they're people who are self-taught. They haven't learned their art from anyone else, like a craft that gets passed down from generation to generation.
As Jeannie Stramel explains, they often are artists who begin their work later in life or as part of retirement.
So it just becomes something they're driven to do. They don't often care if anybody likes it or if it sells and makes money. They just are doing it.
You can trace grassroots art in this community back over a century.
The Garden of Eden, of course, is a unique yard environment created between 1905 and 1930 by S.P. Dinsmore, and it's a stone log cabin and his sculptures that he put in his yard depicting his views of society and religion.
Just a few blocks from the Garden of Eden, here inside the Grassroots Art Center, you'll find the works of many local artists, including Ed Root, a retired farmer who lived just outside of town.
And when he retired, he filled his yard with these concrete structures that he embedded with glass and objects, and the whole yard was full of them. That farm is now underneath Lake Wilson's.
But his life's artistic work was brought here to the center to preserve it. There are many other local artists whose work are here too, and this town is attracting people to not only visit, but stay.
We've had a couple of artists that have moved to town in the last couple of years. They were women who sold their work here in the gift shop for a number of years, and then both of them decided to move here.
The Grassroots Art Center, along with many other sites in this small town, offer much for people year-round. Traveling the Countryside in Lucas, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCray.